going to talk with some people today, and one of the priorities here for people is this bridge project that we would like to see, not a replacement bridge, which where a lot of the funds can come if it is a replacement, but for another bridge. What do you think about that, and whether there would be enough money to be earmarked to do a bridge from start to finish?
I haven't been told how much the bridge would cost. I haven't been told.
And we just hear guesstimates of 80 to 100 million. I don't know how close that is.
Yeah, I don't either. And I've heard about the project, the bridge project. I think I talked with the mayor when I was here before, and I think that's something that probably needs to be done for safety reasons more than anything else, because this bridge that's in existence is how old now?
It's our late 30s, I think.
So it needs to be, first off, it needs to be evaluated and determined whether or not it's safe for people to traverse back and forth. And if it's not, then close it and make immediate repairs, or make immediate repairs to make sure no one gets hurt. But if it's, and I'm sure that's been done. If it hadn't, it needs to be done. And then determine whether, how much life the bridge has. And then at some point in time, a plan needs to be put in place to replace it. Or modify it somewhere.
And I know that I think the State Highway Department has about $600 million per year that they have for their budget.
Yeah.
You talk about a project of that stat, of that magnitude, it seems like it's far-fetched for us to think we might be able to get one. Where can we come in with some federal help? Or is there an option for that, maybe?
There is. There always is an option. Even the stimulus package, if this had been, this project had been shovel ready, it could have qualified for maybe some stimulus money to be injected into that project. I'm not sure. I don't know the great details of the project, other than I am vaguely familiar with the fact that there's discussions about replacing the bridge. And if it's that old, I think there needs to be some real serious discussions with not just your local officials, but with the state officials and federal officials, to make sure that it is timely and appropriately replaced or repaired or whatever it needs. Now, we're talking about the bridge across the Chattahoochee River. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, Tallapoosa River.
Tallapoosa River. Okay, yeah.
Well, the question is, too, your stimulus monies that for shovel-ready projects, you're going all over the district. This is a pretty big district.
It is.
You're getting asked by a lot of people. I don't know if you make promises as a politician, but what do you tell people?
All I promise people is good government.
Yeah.
I will work hard for them.
What can Tallahassee expect to see from this? I mean, what kind of monies might we see funnel through here?
You know, I don't know specifically for Tallahassee. What I have done is broken down the stimulus package. I voted number one against the stimulus package first, and I thought it was entirely too much money, and it was too much soft money being given on projects out there that you couldn't see after you spend the money and what the money was spent for. So I voted against it, but now I feel kind of hypocritical, because I am going to be there, standing there to lobby for the people of District 2 for every penny, number one, and number two, to make sure every penny is accounted for, and that the process that we undergo to disperse that money is transparent. But I am there to help every way I can to bring those monies to District 2. And if anyone has any questions, and I go through the district telling my folks to pull up my website, and we've gotten it broken down into categories and where the money is and the contact person for you to call. The most important thing, though, that I can tell everybody in my district is, do not sit back on your laurels, because if you don't ask for that money, if you don't have a project that's ready to go, you stand to lose it. And this might be the one chance in a lifetime to get some money injected into your particular community that you otherwise would never get. So don't sit back. If you've got a major project and you've got it close to being ready to kick off, put it out there, lobby for it, go to my website, look where the contact person is, call that person, find out what you need to do to put your project on a priority list, and then don't sit back and wait for them to prioritize it. You continue to be that squeaky wheel and constantly check and make sure why your project has not been funded or given the opportunity to be moved
forward. How quickly might this turn around when we see things happening?
Well, I think, based on my experience as a mayor under circumstances similar to this, trying to get projects kicked off, it takes months, 190 days, 130 days, something like that. To even get them kicked off. If you had it ready, all the professional services were completed, all the environmental impact studies had been completed, and you were all you were waiting for was the money, it would still take probably 90 days to maybe even 6 months to get it kicked off. These things don't happen overnight, and that was the big key issue that we kept talking about in Washington is how can we get the revenues or resources to the local governments so that they could kick off some of these projects so that they would guarantee and stabilize employment out there.